A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. If you are interested, our predicted 17 for the Penrith Panthers is live on YouTube. Now, you can go and watch that, about a 30-minute show on Rugby League Guru YouTube, where me and Matty the Waterboy go through the Penrith Panthers, all their changes heading into season 2023. Obviously, without Api Kurisau-Viliami-Kikau, there will be changes. Hoskins, Luke Garner, these sort of guys come in. Sonny Luke, he becomes really relevant as well. We're also trying to find a spot for some of these superstar, young superstars like Taruva and these sort of guys. So they're in a stacked position at the moment, the Penrith Panthers. We went through that full side on YouTube this afternoon. You're going to have a look at that. But I did have a couple of questions that were sent in to me from you guys this week on the Instagram that I thought I'd answer quickly. First one comes from Louis. Isaac Tungo, back rower, Taruva centre. It is an interesting thought. Now, there is the potential that you could play Taruva at left centre. You could bring Isaac Tungo one step in, play him in the back row to replace Viliami-Kikau. And I understand why people are thinking down this avenue. For those of you that haven't watched much reserve grade and whatnot, you probably haven't seen Isaac Tungo play in the back row. He's played there a heap in reserve grade and it's been really impressive. He can well and truly handle himself there. In fact, if you go back to his first few games of first grade, he played on the right edge for the Penrith Panthers in the back row. He is a left side specialist, though, in my opinion. I understand why people want to do this to try and get Taruva back into the side. I get it. I back it. I understand where you're coming from. But for me, I think it would be crazy to break up Isaac Tungo and Taylor May. They proved last year that defensively they can handle any attack that is thrown at them in this competition, and they showed in attack that they are just sizzling together. And I think you got to remember that last year, you only really scratched the surface of what this combo can do. I spoke about them all preseason, how high I was on them. I'm even higher on them going into next year, and I spoke about this in the YouTube episode that has just dropped as well, that with Viliami-Kikau leaving, quite often you saw him peel out the back of Isaac Tungo, who ran the overs line. I think that's all going to change now. I don't think Luke Garner's going to play that same role. So I think you'll see Isaac Tungo play a bit more of a traditional centre sort of role. I think Jerome Luai will be working towards just giving him space and getting him one-on-one. And if you can get him one-on-one with his opposing centre, you're going to find yourself in trouble very quickly. He loves to tackle. Brady's got a nice little kicking game, general fantastic passing game, and him and Taylor May, I think they'll come up with a lot more points this season. So I understand where you're coming from, but to change a premiership winning combination that has shown on the biggest stages they can handle themselves both sides of the ball, I probably wouldn't be changing it just to get Taruva into the side. His time will come. When is that going to be? I'm not too sure. He's going to have to be patient waiting around to get into this side, but I would not be moving Isaac Tungo. They've also signed Luke Garner and Zach Hoskins. They've also got Scotty Sorensen. You've got Guy coming through. Like, there's a stack of players that can play on the edges, and I think they're better off going with one of those guys. Luke Garner is my pick. Spoke about why on the YouTube episode. You can go and have a look at that. And I think Matty's actually leaning towards Hoskins from memory, but I'm a big Luke Garner fan, so I would love to see him get in there, and I'd be keeping Isaac Tungo at centre. There is no doubt about that whatsoever in my mind, and I think he's in for a very big one. I think Supercoach-wise, I think he'll improve this year. I think he'll go up to about a 65 to 70 point average. I think he's in for a very, very big one. All right, let's have a look at another question. This one comes from Matty Q. I hope you're well, mate. I hope the kids are doing well. Worry about a Panther fading next year after a heavy workload after a World Cup. And yeah, I think it's a fair shout from Matty. Obviously, we saw the Roosters back in 18 and 19. They obviously won back-to-back premierships. 2020 came. Obviously, they lost Cooper Cronk. You could just tell by the back end, they ran out of gas. They had the South Sydney Rabbitohs put 60 points on them. That wouldn't have happened at any other point over the previous 2 years. So yeah, I do think it is going to be a big challenge to the Panthers. Not only are they dealing with, you know, back-to-back premierships, a lot of their guys played Origins, their entire spine, essentially, outside of Dylan Edwards, played for the New South Wales Blues last year, so a whole Origin series. And then essentially their entire team went to the World Cup. I'm just thinking through their side. Dylan Edwards didn't go to the World Cup. Outside of that, pretty much every single player in that side has gone away to feature in a World Cup at the end of the season. So that takes a lot out of teams as well. That is a really, really tough gig to finish the season off there. So they're going to have a smaller preseason. They're going to probably have a little bit less of a break. We see they've got a World Club Challenge coming up as well, so that'll take time away from their very hectic preseason. The other thing about it is that every single team is now preparing to play the Penrith Panthers. Yeah, every single team in this preseason when they got their draw, you know, if you're the Roosters, you would have checked when you're playing the Rabbitohs, your big rivals, all that sort of things. But every single team, they would have highlighted whenever they play the Penrith Panthers, and they would have said, you know what, that's the game where we get to test ourselves against the best of the best. So the Penrith Panthers, they are going to war every single week. There is not a week that they can't be up for. Very hard to maintain that for 25 weeks. Incredibly hard to maintain it for 25 weeks across 2 years. Well, 30 weeks, essentially. Now, this year, they have to do it for another 30 weeks to win a third premiership. So, I agree with you, mate. I definitely think it is going to be a challenge for them. Thankfully, they are a young squad. So, physically, I'm not overly concerned about them. It's the mental side of things where they're constantly being the hunted. They were the hunters 2 years ago. They were the hunted last year. They handled it well. Now, they're going to be even more so the hunted. So, it is going to be a big test for this Penrith Panthers side, especially when you lose Kikau and Appy. They'll lose a lot of players during the Origin period, which will make life hard. I genuinely think that the last 2 years they've had a little bit of a blessing pre-finals. Nathan Cleary injured or suspended. Jerome Luai injured or suspended before both final series in 21 and 22. They went on to win both. I think it's a really good opportunity just to give your players a bit of a refresh. They have a bye in round 20, which will be fantastic for them, but then they've got another 6 weeks before finals. I wouldn't be surprised if you see this team get a couple of rests at the back end of the season. I'm going to trust Ivan Cleary to make the right decisions there and get it right. Our last question is from Schnoitz. He says, thoughts on Riley Smith. Excited to see him come through. I've already spoken about Riley a little bit on the podcast. I'm a big fan of him. I actually spoke about him on the YouTube as well, so I won't go into too much detail here because you can hear me talk about him there. A young hooker is probably third choice at the moment. Riley's a guy that, an extremely good cricketer as well. I think he's the first guy since the 70s, the 80s or something like that to make Australian schoolboys cricket and rugby league in the same year, which is pretty fucking impressive. He has chosen rugby league, thankfully. I actually had a night out with Riley. We just happened to be in the same place at the same time and got talking and whatnot. He's a really nice bloke, really down to earth. I'm a big fan of him. Great player as well. Nice little hooker. When you watch it, if you watched Panthers SG Ball last year, he was wearing a fluoro blue headgear throughout the season. He was very, very good. A very complete hooker, toughest nails as well. He then went into Jersey Flag, New South Wales Cup, whatever it was. I think you'll see him play there a lot this year, and I think that towards the back end of the season, you could see him make his first grade debut. Local junior, I believe, as well. I'm a big fan of Riley Smith, so great shout out here from Schnoitz, one of the young guys to watch. I think in 2024, we're going to be talking about which hooker is going to miss out for the Penrith Panthers, because I genuinely think Riley Smith, he could make a rise very, very quickly, but more than likely, 2025, 2026, I think will be the year that he maybe really becomes part of this Penrith Panthers team. If there's any club out there that needs a hooker, this is the kid I'd be looking at. I'd be trying to pinch him from the Penrith Panthers, pay him a little bit extra to get into your club, because I'm pretty confident he's going to be a first grader, and I think he's going to be a pretty good first grader. So Riley Smith, one name to watch at the Penrith Panthers, one of the many names to watch coming through their juniors at the moment. They've obviously lost a lot of guys. You got Keegan Smith who left. They've got Isaiah Fafita-Toa who left. Sean O'Sullivan, not a junior, but he left as well. So I'm sure guys like Riley Smith, they'll be wanting to keep a very close eye on, and they want to keep him under the Penrith Panthers banner. But if your club needs a hooker over the next few years, I'll tell you what, Riley Smith, he's a guy that I would be reaching out to today. I would have reached out to him yesterday to try and pull him over, because I think he will be a star of the future. Just a reminder, guys, if you want a deeper insight into our thoughts around the Penrith Panthers and their best 17, that whole entire episode is available on YouTube now for you guys to go and have a look at. Me and Matty the Waterboy, about 30 minutes or so, going deep on the Penrith Panthers, who are hopefully for you Penrith Panthers fans, on their way to their third premiership in a row. The first team to do it since Jack Gibson's Parramatta Eels in the early 80s, potentially. They've still got to do it. They've still got to get it done. Plenty of bridges to overcome. Losing Appy, losing Viliami-Kikau, bringing in Garner, Hosking, Sonny Luke, Mitch Kenny. There is so many things this Penrith Panthers team to overcome.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
But when you have a look at, you know, what they've achieved over the last 2 years, I think you'd be a brave, brave person to bet against this Penrith Panthers side. But there's no doubt whatsoever that this current crop and this current coaching staff as well, they've lost Cam Serrato as well, so that'll be a test for them. There's no doubt whatsoever that what they face over the next, you know, 8 months until the grand final time, it will be the biggest challenge that they've faced yet. Losing Appy is going to be massive. Losing Kikau is going to be fucking huge. It's going to change that left edge completely. But we saw when they lost Matt Burton, that changed that edge completely, and they handled it very, very well. There's so much water to go under this bridge, so many challenges for the Penrith Panthers to still face. But as I said, I think you'd be a very, very brave person, or potentially a stupid person, to bet against this side.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.